The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision, Tylock Nasser Vision, and Generator Super Center.
Thank you, Craig. Well, we talked about this yesterday at this time, I believe, and that was the AI and created pic of Trump as Jesus healing a man that he truthed out. And did you see what he said? Did you see his excuse yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
So he claimed that he had no idea that this was him being depicted as Jesus. He said, "I did post it. I thought it was me as a doctor, and I had to do with Red Cross, which we support, and only the fake news could come up with that one." So it's, well, I would say also the fake news and then anybody else who saw it and thought it was him as Jesus.
Right.
They also had the ability, just like fake news, to come up with this scenario in which this was depicting Trump as Jesus.
Me as a doctor and had to do Red Cross.
Yes.
That's like it was written for Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
I thought I was doing Red Cross.
We're doing war now.
We're doing war!
And to your point, Gordo, many of his supporters on the Christian right were also fake news because they thought it was Jesus.
Yeah, that's the big news, is a lot of them had turned fake news and thinking that this was Jesus. Trump depicted as Jesus.
What doctor dresses like that?
I don't know. It's weird.
The ones who do Red Cross. And it's the doctors who do Red Cross.
And it's in that weird style that religious art was always done in when I was a kid. I don't know why every painting of Jesus and everything always had that same feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call that style.
There's a lot of areas that are glowing.
Yeah, and glowing, and I guess it's the Red Cross style.
Red Cross, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to do Red Cross?
He added some American stuff in there.
Yes, yes. Like, as Jesus would do from time to time.
Like the flag, the Statue of Liberty, and fighter jets.
Well, you got to make it a little kick-ass, don't you?
Yes, of course you do. That's what gets people going. If you are a supporter, you like seeing the kick-assery inside the imagery with fighter jet. It's good to have fighter jet when you do Red Cross.
Fighter jet.
Anyway, I thought that was a... sounded like the excuse that I would have come up with. What, George? I just thought I was doing Red Cross.
I was doing Red Cross.
I was doing Red Cross,
doctor.
George. I was B doctor. I was being doctor. So that's what he said. Do you think that is it possible that he's telling the truth?
No.
No.
No way.
Okay. Think about it. How much religious imagery has this man seen in his life? Probably not that much.
Very little. But I'll put it this way, as some columnists put it. If he can't tell the difference between Jesus' garb and what a doctor would wear, then should he be our president? If that's the decision-making process that's going on up there and he is telling the truth, then that's even more concerning.
The crazy thing is, I think he issued this defense while getting delivered a couple bags of McDonald's.
Yeah, he did.
By the Easter Bunny? Was he back again?
It was regular. It was regular non-Easter Bunny delivering the McDonald's.
A propped up DoorDash driver?
Yes. So, I don't
sounded
understand.
Like Robot Daddy.
Propped up DoorDash driver.
Robart.
Yeah, the other thing that kind of hurts Trump on this, on his believability on this, is that the fact he's warring with the Pope right now.
Right.
So you have to take that into account, maybe. That he's against Pope and he's against Catholic leader.
So he's trying to paint himself as the religious figure in the world right now.
Saying that he's more of a religious leader than the Pope is and that he helps people. But I don't know that Red Cross lays hands on people to heal them either. I think that they provide water and support and more practical.
Doing Red Cross.
I'm doing Red Cross. I'm leaning down. I'm putting Red Cross on him to make him alive.
But have you known, I don't know, Trump supporters in your life, have they talked about this? Or
I haven't talked about it.
Is this a tempest in a teapot that the fake news is making a big deal about because they think it's a big deal, but to the rank and file person on the street, they don't care what any president that they like tweets.
Yeah, they don't care. I will say from those who thought, or maybe they still think, that he represents their values and beliefs as Christians.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from them. I heard from them a lot 4 years ago, 8 years ago, that finally America had someone to represent Christianity and Jesus, and I haven't heard much from them lately.
What happened to you? You're a resident conservative.
Yeah.
You were so MAGA when this all started off.
I was never MAGA. I've never was. That's not fair.
All right.
I have always been a conservative. That is correct.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's why we don't talk about it on the show. We just don't
tiptoe through minefields. I love it. It would be funny. I think that Sleepy Joe should tweet out the same image and see if he can get some people offended by the image of someone putting their face in place of Jesus and then healing a person. If Sleepy Joe did this right now, I think that maybe some people would be interested in the issue.
You know, and that's another one. Anytime that you have some sort of criticism or just question about Trump, someone gets right in your face. Oh, yeah, well, what about Biden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I never stumped for Biden. I never said he was the greatest guy ever.
I know, but I need to pretend
known.
That you do, because I have pre-digested arguments where I can knock that down.
Well, can we talk about this person? And then, yeah, we'll talk about where he fell short, too.
No, okay, but we're done talking about the other person. I'm going to talk about Sleepy Joe right now.
It's exhausting.
Anyway, but yeah, I thought that was at least somewhat funny, the excuse of I thought I was doing Red Cross. Nicole Kidman says she's learning to be a death doula.
Huh.
What's that?
You ever heard of that?
No.
Where you're somebody's partner, caretaker, you guide them into the great beyond if they're at the end of their life.
Yes, it's a non-medical companion who supports people navigating death, loss, and mortality.
It's very noble of her.
Yes, it is. This is according to the, this definition was according to the International End of Life Doula Association. Does that spell out anything? Wait, you have that cumbersome of title and yet it doesn't even spell out anything. I figured surely that was a shoehorn of some kind.
Why did she decide to do this?
I don't know. She said, oh, it says here that after her mom died at the age of 84 a couple years ago, she said that that kind of got her interested in it. And she says, as my mother was passing, she was lonely and there was only so much the family could provide. Between my sister and I, we have so many children and our careers and our work, and we wanted to take care of her because my father wasn't in the world anymore. And that's when I went, I wish there were these people in the world that were there to sit impartially and just provide solace and care. Sit impartially. That's weird.
Yeah. It's a little Jiverly Wong.
Yeah, I know.
Who is that?
Maybe sit and be your advocate against death or with death, or not sit impartially. Like, please help me, I'm scared. Well, I refuse to take a side on this issue. I mean, whatever happens, happens. So I'm impartial on this one. I'm not for you. I'm not for death. I'm just kind of in the middle here. So
just ignore me.
I'm just sitting here. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't have added that word, but we get what she's saying. And it is an interesting idea because we really don't know how to handle death. Death is so uncomfortable to everyone. That there's a lot of family members who will just stay away from some family member who's dying because it creeps them out so much. It's just they don't want to deal with it. They got to, like everybody else, they got a lot going on. So you can always find excuses for not going in and doing Red Cross with a family member.
They don't know how to talk to them.
Right. So maybe a death doula is an interesting idea. Now, I don't know, how does a person become a death doula, and what kind of toll does that take on you?
Right. after.
Yeah, I would think that would.
You usher 25 people to the great beyond, it starts to get to you, I would think.
I know. It's like the. Now, granted, I was close to the people that I've death dueled, I guess, in a way. But, like, it still hits me at night. So I can't imagine seeing this happen over and over again.
But maybe if it's somebody you don't really know and you are convinced you're doing, and you probably are, doing them a great service by being there for them, maybe it's energizing in a weird way to you.
But how do you not get attached to someone, and how do you not feel the loss and grieve the loss of someone that you connect with? I mean,
that's what doctors and nurses
I
go
know
through
it.
All
I was
the
just
time.
About to mention that. Doctors and nurses who particularly deal in like pediatric cancer wards and you know, you're doing incredibly important work, and but the toll that it has to take on you. It
takes a special kind of person who can do that.
Now you see why the rates of doctors drinking is way up.
It is?
Well, I mean, it's always seems
always,
like
it always is.
Seems like the doctors we knew when I was growing up, they drink a lot.
Okay, your mom thought everyone was drinking
she
too
did.
Much.
She did accuse a lot of people of drinking. Yeah, she was always a whispered judgment away from commenting on any and every situation. But yes, I did know some hard drinking doctors. And yeah, they're having to drink to deal with the fact that they see people die all the time. That's why I drank a lot too because of that. I didn't have to see him die. I just knew about it. But so I was preemptively drinking. Yes. I'm a preemptive drinker.
That was your doing Red Cross?
That's the way I was doing Red Cross.
It's getting to a couple of the doctors in the pit.
Now, are you still on that show?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I don't know. I thought ER was too much. I don't know if I could take that one.
They say a death doula was recently depicted in an episode of The Pit.
Yes, that's right.
With a woman who had terminal cancer.
That's right.
I can't tell whether you're being sarcastic or not. Like, if you really remember it, or if this is a lost situation.
Hey, he knew the term. I'd never heard the term before.
No, I'm caught up on The Pit. I've watched them all.
Well, you
just
knew,
like Lost.
You knew what a regular doula was, right, Giorgio? The
Dua Lipa? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
of course I know her.
Boy, does he. That's all he talks about.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all did that, Giorgio, when you were having babies. Had the doula.
The doula.
Yeah. I'm sensing not.
No.
I'm just a
no, help me out.
Wild
same thing, but
here.
They help your baby be born.
Yeah,
they help the mother.
Oh.
It's like a support person that the.
Yeah, it was called my mom or her mom.
Yes, that a lot of times that's who serves that purpose, but there's also like a professional doula that you can handle that takes care of a lot of that stuff. So,
okay, I learned something this morning. I was not familiar with doula.
Doula, that's the way you usually hear the term. A doula is related to childbirth. So they've tacked on death to the word, and then it becomes not from bringing you in this world, it's getting you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Death doula makes sure she gets you out of the world. And then there was also the Police album.
Which one was that?
Medulla Oblongata.
It's about the Cold War, right?
It's about the Cold War.
Yeah.
That's when Sting did Red Cross with Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland.
A surprisingly large number of songs were written about the Cold War.
Boy, Sean's always guessing that.
Pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, really hung up on it.
That's my favorite.
I forgot about that part.
No, you're not.
Pretty sure I'm right on that. What was that about? Was it Every Breath You Take?
Yes.
About the Cold War.
He thought that was about the Cold War?
I think he was confusing me with...
Do the Russians love their children too? Yeah. That's very obviously about the Cold War.
Yeah.
Is Every Breath You Take? What? I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, and I